From the YPR studios, I'm Jackie Yamanaka. Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte continues to refuse an interview with the reporter he assaulted last May. The Guardian's Ben Jacobs recently put the thumbscrews to Gianforte, taking to Twitter and interviews with other national publications. Nate Hedgie recently caught up with the congressman to find out if this issue has been resolved.
At a hotel conference room in Bozeman, Gianforte is giving a keynote address to the Montana Association of Counties. He speaks about draining the swamp, making Montana great again, and then he tells a joke about the Endangered Species Act.
So, do you know what a grizzly bear, Canadian lynx, sage grouse, and pallid sturgeon all have in common? They taste like spotted owl.
Gianforte has spent the past 2 months meeting with groups like this, touring the state and trying to move beyond his assault of Guardian reporter Ben Jacobs. On the eve of a special election last May, witnesses say the congressman body slammed Jacobs to the ground and broke his glasses.
I'm sick and tired of you guys. The last time you came here, you did the same thing. Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here.
Gianforte later pled guilty to the assault, made a $50,000 donation to the Committee to Protect Journalists, paid for Jacobs' hospital bills, and then apologized to the reporter, saying, quote, if and when you're ready, I look forward to sitting down with you in D.C.
Sit down formally means an interview.
That's Ben Jacobs, the reporter. He presumes a sit down between a reporter and a public figure means on the record. In other words, a recorded interview that would later be published by The Guardian. But despite multiple requests for that on-the-record interview, it hasn't happened. So at the conference room in Bozeman, I asked Gianforte why.
Ben Jacobs was asked for an on-the-record interview. What's the status with that? Why hasn't
that happened? I've offered him many dates. He hasn't accepted. So I continue to be available.
And those are on the record. We're talking on the record interviews, not off the record interviews.
I committed that I would sit down with him. I'm still happy to do that.
Okay, but off the record or on the record?
I'm happy to sit down with Ben if he wants to. We need to get to know each other.
Later, Gianforte's spokesperson, Travis Hall, conceded they want the sit-down off the record, writing in an email that it was, quote, a natural, necessary first step if more will follow.
I have no idea what that means.
That's Jacobs, the reporter who Gianforte assaulted.
There's a level of linguistic games being played, and I've requested an interview with them starting the day after he got to Congress. There wasn't any mention of, wait, this was going to be a time for us to be pals.
Jacobs says he doesn't want an off-the-record meeting with the congressman first because there is no guarantee that an on-the-record interview will follow.
My intention with this interview was to actually sit down and ask, you know, policy questions and talk about, you know, that this is a freshman congressman new to politics in one of the strangest times in American history. This was an attempt to dwell on the incident. I could not ask about the incident because it'd be like writing about Moby Dick without mentioning a whale.
An interview with Jacobs could make international headlines, says Christopher Musty, an associate professor of political science at the University of Montana. And that might reflect poorly on Gianforte's office.
So I think they just want to avoid reminding people in general of the incident itself. And of Gianforte's response and, you know, obviously having to appear in court, all of the images, all of the events associated with that.
But if Gianforte doesn't agree to an interview,
it's going to continue to dog him. So at some point, I think they'll have to do something. But I think their hope is that it's just going to go away and people will say, oh, yeah, that's past history. Let's move on with it.
Though Musty says that's unlikely, especially with an election looming in 2018.
Groups that are opposed to Gianforte will make hay of this, that not just the incident itself, but the fact that he hasn't, sat down with the reporter, as he said in an open court, that he looked forward to sitting down with him. And I think, given the context, almost everybody expected that meant an on-the-record interview.
In a previous interview with YPR, Gianforte says he wants to move beyond the assault. And a Montana Republican strategist who spoke with YPR on condition that his name not be revealed speculates Gianforte may want to sit down with Jacobs off the record, one-on-one, so he can apologize, bury the hatchet, and mend fences. According to the congressman's spokesperson, Gianforte's office has offered multiple dates to Jacobs in which the two could sit down informally over some Montana beers, But Jacobs isn't having it.
Assault victims don't tend to have buddy-buddy beers with people who assaulted them.
He says he tried to turn the assault into something positive.
Something that's good for civil discourse and for press freedom. But sometimes the person who assaults you for no reason turns out to be kind of a bad guy.
In an email statement, Gianforte's spokesperson says their offer for an off-the-record meeting remains on the table. But unless something changes, the two parties are at a stalemate. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.